This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, more than two-thirds of the Aam Aadmi Party MPs in the Rajya Sabha have quit the party and merged with the BJP. Of them, three Rajya Sabha MPs Raghav Chadha, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal visited the BJP headquarters and met BJP President Nitin Naveen. The BJP chief welcomed them by offering sweets. The four other MPs have quit the Aam Aadmi Party and decided to join the BJP are Harbhajan Singh, Swati Maliwal, Vikram Shahane and Rajinder Gupta. Welcoming Mr. Chadha, Mr. Pathak and Mr. Mittal into the BJP, Mr. Naveen, in a social media post, also extended his best wishes to these MPs to work under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, Raghav Chadha said that exercising the provisions of the Constitution of India, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha have merged with the BJP. Earlier, addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chadha alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed with the pledge to end corruption, is now trapped in the hands of corrupt and compromised individuals. He said they will work together under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi for the nation. He said in the Rajya Sabha, the AAP has 10 MPs and more than two-thirds of them are with the decision to join BJP. Mr. Chadha said that they have already signed and submitted all the documents to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. On the resignation of its Rajya Sabha MPs, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh accused them of betraying the people of Punjab as well as the party which had given them the opportunity to serve the nation. In West Bengal, campaigning is full swing ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats scheduled for the 29th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today criticized TMC government on the issue of corruption, unemployment and infiltration. Addressing an election rally at Baroipur in South 24 Parganas district, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts. He alleged that TMC-sponsored infiltration has forced many youths of the state to seek jobs outside Bengal.
Bengal mein घुसपैठियों को लाकर बसाया जा रहा है। यहां घुसपैठिए बंगाल की जमीनों पर कब्जा कर रहे हैं, यहां के लोगों का रोजगार छीन रहे हैं। एक ओर टीएमसी का करप्शन, दूसरी ओर घुसपैठियों का दबाव। बंगाल के युवाओं को अपना घर छोड़कर रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन करना पड़ रहा है।
On the other hand, addressing a re-election rally in Howrah today, Trinamool Congress chairman and the West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed that the state remains in safe hands under her leadership. Government has said domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dry out has been any distributor. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said the government is ensuring that supplies of domestic LPG continue without any disruption amid the evolving situation in West Asia. She said that home delivery of LPG cylinders are being facilitated and advised consumers to opt for the online booking and avoid rushing to distributor showrooms directly. Akashvani Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with MyGov, has invited citizens across the country to participate in a signature tune-making contest on the theme Akashvani at the rate of 90, the new rhythm of Bharat. The objective is to design iconic instrument themes for specific Akashvani programs that reflects their unique content and audience. Akashvani Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with MyGov, has also invited citizens to participate in a jingle-making contest on the theme Akashvani at the rate 90, the vibrant voice of India. In the IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore tonight. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Royal Challengers Bangalore made 206 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.5 overs. Indian shooters continue their dominance at the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo, Egypt, by winning a gold medal today. And that's the end of the news bulletin.